Same old story. Boy finds girl, boy loses girl, girl finds boy. Boy forgets girl, boy remembers girl. And girl dies in a tragic blimp accident over the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day.
Goodyear?
No, the worst.
Dear.
Mothers around the world, happy Mother's Day. Over in front, and rock star Rick McCollum to the right. What's up, everybody?
I love the long bumpers, dude.
Yeah, should we just sit here and just let it roll?
Hell yeah.
Get funky and all.
What's up, New York? LA? Philly? Boston?
How much?
Priceless is put away for Mother's Day.
That's a great point.
The look on your face, priceless.
Priceless.
I like that Lindrum coming up too. That's the bomb.
Yeah, the Lindrum, it works wonders. Really does.
Big night for you last night, huh, Steelers?
I wish not to go there again. Why is it every time we do the show, I feel a little shady?
Crickets.
Nobody cares. We've got a humongous program for everybody. Real Rube Radio, realruberadio.com. A cast of four in the studio, and I'm going to see what's up today.
Guests in the rearview mirror appear bigger than they ever were, actually.
It's getting big, dude.
Yeah. We're not going to dust the rooms and forget about Chazal, but hate to break it to you, but we're taking a different direction. We're going to the top. Stardom awaits us.
Dislocated shoulder and all. Patting yourself on the back, I bet.
What's up, moms?
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to everybody out there listening. Thank you for listening, by the way. RealRubeRadio.com is where you can savage us. That's just the way it works.
Yeah, we're enjoying a lot of success here with Real Rube Radio. And we're humble about it.
Just ask us.
We're brilliant. Just ask us.
Big Stones fan?
I love the Rolling Stones.
Really? Been following Keith Richards?
Wait a second. You're going to ditch the Lindrum on me?
No, I think I actually faded it.
You fader. Yeah, no, I love the Rolling Stones, bud. They're like top five band of all
Keith
time.
Richards has lived a rough life, and he just keeps going. He had brain surgery the other day after falling out of a coconut tree. Think of that.
Fiji. He had surgery?
He had surgery.
Oh, man, he's hurt.
He says, I hope I wasn't too much of a pain in the ass. After all, it was my head they fixed. 62-year-old rocker had been rushed back into the hospital for a second procedure to relieve potentially dangerous pressure on his brain.
I wonder if he had a long meeting with his proctologist to pull that head out of his ass. Because
these guys just keep going. I've got to believe they've got $500 million apiece, at least. And they just, it's one of those, it's the athlete thing. The Michael Jordan coming back, he can't let it go. He can't back off of the scene. You have to keep touring. It's our last tour. Look at Cher. She's had her final tour for, what, last 15 years?
I think they should keep touring. Don't get me wrong. The Rolling Stones should go till the end. It's too late to turn back. But, you know, you can stop climbing coconut trees at any time. And when did you pick up that sport, you know? God.
When you've got that kind of money, you do whatever you want. $500 million in the bank. I'm going to go pick coconuts.
Oh, man. I don't want any of the Rolling Stones. I don't want Paul McCartney. I don't want... Stevie Wonder. I don't want, Greg Dooley from the Wigs. I don't want Rick McCollum. I don't want any of you knuckleheads getting hurt, okay?
He's already throwing shots.
I don't want any of these rock stars falling out of coconut trees, man. It's just like, what do they do in their spare time? That's the other subject, really, because when you got that kind of cash, and you cannot rock 24/7 every day of the year. It just doesn't work that way.
Richards injured his head when he fell out of a coconut tree while holidaying in Fiji at the end of the Stones tour of New Zealand and Australia. They've postponed the start of the European tour so he can get his head straight.
There is a fig in Fiji.
There really is.
Is he going to heal up? Is it really bad, though? Because I haven't really read up on this. I got to be honest with you.
They talked about where all of a sudden he wasn't going to be able to come back and be the guitarist and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden he just made a great recovery.
You know, recently I was at the DMR studios in South Minneapolis.
Never heard of it.
I was watching some Rolling Stones footage from about 1981. And
bootleg?
No, it's out on DVD or whatever.
We're not into bootlegs.
The thing is,
stuff around here.
The thing is, my point is that these guys, the editing is so much better back then. Stop guys making videos today and DVDs. Stop editing everything so quickly that you turn guys like me into ADD specimens. You could actually watch the performance is what I'm saying. You could, watch Mick work. I mean, they wouldn't move the cameras for sometimes 2 minutes.
Well, you know what, and that's the thing too that. God, I think it was a Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, Metallica deal that they were all going against each other. Metallica came out with live binge trash, this, that, the other thing. It was a live, three different concerts, and they didn't edit anything, if voice went up or down, bad, whatever.
Not a lot of camera edits, not a lot of...
No, it was right there, and it was in front of you. And that's the coolest thing, bringing it back to Prince. Obviously, I'm a Prince fan.
No.
No, seriously. He did the live at the Aladdin. He did some concert in Vegas about 4 years ago, and it sucked because he's got 18 different cameras. It's all so edited that it's not live. I mean, live right in front of you. You can reach out and grab it. That's what you want.
I wish I could just sit back and relax and enjoy these performances on DVDs today, but, being an artist and being a behind-the-scenes kind of guys that we are, you start analyzing things. You can't just sit back. And it's too much, man. Just stop editing all these quick shots. And, I saw a live show that blew me away. I told you, Coldplay.
Yep.
And, I took it all in there.
So that means you're gay, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yep. I'm queer, too, because I like Coldplay. I really do.
Brokeback Mountain Radio, you say. No, I saw a great show with my own two eyes without no editing. And then they threw in the cameras and the big screens and so forth. And that's what I'm kind of looking forward to. Some of the new bands kind of reeling it in a little bit with the production, and we'll talk with Rick about that kind of stuff too, and some of the videos we shot in the past with them. And coming up on the next segment, we're looking forward to having a little chat with a rock star today. You say
Rick rocks. You say Dave Chappelle, big fan.
No, I'm really not. I mean, everybody's on his bandwagon, thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I haven't absorbed him.
Have you seen any of the Comedy Central stuff? I mean, he is actually pretty damn funny.
No, I know he is, but it takes a lot to make me laugh.
Really? This show ain't doing it, is it?
No, I'd like to... what's wrong with him? He quit for a while, remember? He stepped out of the scene, he burned out, and just went into this big tizzy.
He went to Africa for like a while and backed out of a $50 million contract. So he's on Conan the other night, and he's talking about how his wife is still a little pissy at him from walking away from $50 million. That's a hard thing to explain to your wife.
$50 million. Well, that guy, if he, does something like that, I think his value actually increases, doesn't it? He kind of like draws attention to himself, goes and hides out in some, place in Africa or whatever.
But think about the money, the ratio here. $50 million. Chappelle's been around what?
Three, four, five
years? And he's getting a $50 million contract?
Well, it doesn't make any sense. It's a lot like some of these baseball contracts and some of these sport contracts. I mean... Who's worth that kind of money, seriously? I mean, the Rolling Stones, maybe.
Real Rube Radio.
Real Rube Radio. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
We're making huge dough here.
It's not about the dollar bill. Look, Keith Richards has all the money in the world a guy could ever want, and he's got to go climb a coconut tree for a thrill, So, that the human race just continues to baffle me on a daily basis.
Leif Garrett. Remember we talked about him a couple months ago going into treatment?
Yeah, did he
He's
make
out.
It?
He's out.
Did he make it through a 30-day?
Yeah, he's the 44-year-old teen idol. My God, 44-year-old and you're still considered teen idol. Does that mean your career kind of...
Well, I wake up with that prospect every day when I look in the mirror, so I know what he's going through. But, no, Leif Garrick, what's the deal? I mean...
Jail and treatment, you say.
Attention whore is what he is.
He pled guilty last year to attempted possession of cocaine. What is attempted possession? Trying to buy from an undercover officer, I'm assuming? Of cocaine-based narcotics. So he went into some outpatient thing, rehab program.
What, in California?
Garrett has appeared in 36 films. Can you name one?
No.
Two?
No, he had a TV show or something, or, you know, a couple of big singles. Teen Idol, though. You saw him everywhere on every magazine and back in the early 70s.
You had his poster right next to the Farrah Fawcett nipple poster, didn't you?
Let's see. It was him, Donny Osmond, and you had the Jacksons. I mean, there were a bunch of, you know, the Jacksons were getting their share of front cover coverage back in the day.
Yeah, how's that Michael Jackson Super Bowl thing coming for you?
Well, who's going to play the Super Bowl? We can haggle over that all summer long during the dog days of drummer, but I tell you, I really think it's either going to be, it could be very well be Prince.
I don't see it. No. No, you know what? He's very pissy about 3121. It was number one right off the get-go with like 186,000 copies sold.
Out of the gates.
Nobody plays it. Everybody has to play this hip-hop crap all over the radio now. He's 48. Black Sweat is one of the coolest songs that have come out in the last 10 years.
You can't get any radio play
on. It's never been on once, not even in his city. They won't play it. I actually called KDWB. I'm like, you got that new Prince song? Black Sweat? I knew they did. I'm like, why don't we throw that on? Well, I'd have to ask the program director. Everything is corporate now. This corporate crap is just BS.
No. You know, blank corporate America is what I'm telling you right now. You know, these guys that do this, you know, you can't get your song played on this town, and not only him, but tons of other musicians in this town can't get it done.
How lame is that, though?
And I guarantee, listen to me loud and clear, drummer guy is telling you, we are going to own our own radio station someday, and we're going to bypass every one of these dickheads, and we are going to go for it. And we're I'll do sales. I got voiceover guy. I got talent for the air. We'll pick the great songs that are out here. We'll get our friends' music played. Screw these guys, man. I'm irritated.
But you know what? We can bring in the Moon Man, Afghan Whigs, Rick McCollum. Same thing. If you can't get into, you've got to be in that little bubble that they say, oh, we'll play that. And then, you know, and you see stories coming out all the time of, well, they got this trip to Hawaii because they played a Britney Spears song 1,700 times. You know, you listen to KDWB and you'll hear the Eminem with Nate Dogg or whoever. Every 50 minutes, the same damn song is on. That's BS. How about letting real musicians that actually know how to create music get them on the mainstream instead of this crap that they play all over everywhere?
What are the chances of having a rock star like Rick McCollum in any studio today on Mother's Day in the Twin Cities?
Mother's Day, and we're sitting here in Studio C.
Chances.
Uh-oh. Wait, wait.
Did you hear something?
We hear a voice. He just climbed out of the limousine. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick McCollum. What's up, buddy?
Hey. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, dude. Thanks a lot for coming to Real Rube Radio Studios. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You're a big shot. I'm a little nervous.
I don't know. You know?
Well, when you've toured with Aerosmith, when you've toured with Aerosmith,
I deserve it, but you know it's a good one.
When you've got on tours with Aerosmith and you've gotten in vans, you probably slept on every floor in the United States that I have. You know, at some point you were.
Yeah, we probably had the same carpet stains. Yeah.
When you were in Norfolk, how much? Inside joke radio. Sure.
We're coming up to a break real soon.
I'm sure about that one.
We're coming up to a break real soon. We have a lot of stuff to talk about with Rick today. He has lived it.
I'm scared.
It's just his life. It's just a fact of life. It's nothing he went out and tried to do. It's just the way it was.
He's sitting here as your average Joe, and you know, I'm scouring the internet, and all I see is your name all over everywhere. It's amazing. You guys, I told you when I talked to you earlier, I didn't realize how big Afghan Whigs was. You're everywhere.
Yeah, and then you should have brought that copy of that alternative press with these guys toasting champagne. We got so many stories to talk about with Rick. Rick came up with the Sub Pop days when Nirvana was coming up. So
Sub Pop, Electric, Columbia.
We're gonna rewind the clock.
Big shot, you say?
Retrospective.
Nice song for Mother's Day. A little Nirvana to bring you out of the brisk. Real Rube Radio, realruberadio.com, drummer, Steelers, voiceover, Rick McCollum, Afghan Whigs, Moon Man. We're kicking ass and taking names. We'll be back after this. Roll.
This one is called Kashmir. Yeah.
like a bootleg drummer.
I played the fifth. Sounds like Rick on guitar. Rick used to come over to my house when he was on tour.
And then what?
Go ahead, give me some blocking, will you?
Real Rube Radio, realruberadio.com. You're listening to Program. It's got drummer, Steelers, cast of four, voiceover, drinking Spanish wine.
By choice, of course. We chose to lock it down.
And Rick McCollum.
Rick's a big Jimmy Page fan. I know that. We've talked about
guitar players. Yeah, I had posters on the wall.
Hell yeah.
You all about Zep, huh?
Listen to your work, bud. You're
in front of that mirror with the tennis racket. Oh, yeah.
He wears it on his sleeve.
You know what? And I mastered the tennis racket. You actually took it a step further and learned how to play a guitar. Nice work.
No air guitar here, pal.
What's it like just to be able to sit down and just crank out something massive on a guitar? Because I can't fathom it. I try hard, but I suck.
I don't know. Maybe I thought you knew the answer. I don't.
If you just joined us out there, we're talking with Rick McCollum from famous Afghan Whigs fame.
Hello,
and also in a new band, of course, we're talking more about today called
Moonmon.
Moonmon, you say. Yeah. Moonmon.
Been down here for 2 years. And,
you're in the Twin Cities area right now, living here.
Yep.
And you scraped up some musicians
here a lot. And looking forward to getting this debut out.
Got a lot of gigs?
Pretty, you know, off and on. It flourishes when it does.
400 bar, fine line, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. In fact, next week we're playing on Thursday at Varsity Theater with Twilight Singers, and After Hours go on second.
Twilight Singers, Greg Dooley, you guys are both in Afghan Whigs, correct?
Yeah. Cool. And
that's going to be a great show, man.
It's a real surreal experience.
All right, I have three questions from you. There's a humongous fan.
Drum roll, please.
Stardog from KFAN's Rube Chat is humongous into the Whigs. He knew more about you and your former band and your new band.
Hit me with your best shot.
All right, let's see what you got. I'd like to ask him how he and Greg Dooley met. And pronounce it Dooley, for Christ's sake.
How did who? Who?
How'd you and Greg meet? Cincinnati, obviously. Weren't you guys going to university there?
Did you grow up in Kentucky?
Man, that's a tough one.
Were you in Louisville? Or where were you? Where were you raised, actually? Where'd you come up from?
I was born in Louisville.
Louisville, okay.
And then I moved up to Cincinnati.
Sure. And you guys grew up in
19. And then pretty much met there and...
The Whigs, who was the original members now in the Afghan Whigs?
It's Greg Dooley, John Curley, and Steve Earle played drums. So, when was that, 1986?
Sure.
If I can look through my show prep, I could tell you exactly when you met.
Well, these guys here now, you know, I played in a lot of music around with the Magnolias, a punk rock band in Minneapolis back in... late 80s.
It's all about you, ain't it?
No, it's not. It's a connector, though. It's a connector to these guys because I met these guys in Cincinnati. And then I met them at different places around the United States. But the Whigs were always, with many bands coming out in the late 80s to early 90s, and then Nirvana broke and blew it all off the roof. We were like a bunch of horses out here just running, just rampant, just tons of bands, millions of bands. And it's still like that today. But back then, it seemed like there was a lot more. And when Nirvana kicked that door down, it was an awesome thing. And you know, Rick, you were right there, man. You were on Sub Pop, and we were all right there when it happened. And out there doing it. You could have been easily in Europe playing in it and played there a lot yourself. So these guys, it happens, man. Tons of bands were going back then when the Whigs were around, is my point. And you guys were one of the front runners in our eyes. You know, you had... there was a bunch of bands out there doing it, but you guys were like one of the top five underground bands that we were always rooting for. Obviously, the Replacements were one of them, but we had the Whigs, the Replacements, maybe Soul Asylum from Minneapolis.
When you're part of a band that you go on the internet and you find this stuff, the Afghan Whigs were one of the most critically acclaimed alternative bands of the 90s. I mean, isn't that cool?
I don't even like even... inspect to see what goes on with the
the accolades and the press and the things that come out. I mean, you were laughing.
I don't really like keep up with it. So
no, you came to my house one time and I gave you that alternative press with you guys on the front cover. And any band today, 2006, would love their band on the front cover of alternative press.
All right, question two from Stardog. Ask him if he secretly wants to hand Scott Stapp an apple juice bottle filled with cat urine. This isn't me. I'm just the guy doing the message.
You're the messenger.
Big fan of Scott, are you?
I don't know Scott.
Nice work, Stardog.
Stardog's got a great sense of humor.
And ask him to wish me a happy birthday. That would make my month. Can you say happy birthday to Stardog, please?
Fall in the water, man.
Can you say happy birthday to Stardog?
Hey, Stardog, happy birthday to you.
All right, enough of your email.
Jim Rome. I'll let Jim Rome. What do you got, Steelers? You're mad over there about something.
I'm not mad about nothing.
Don't blow up, man.
We've got rock stars in the studio. I don't know what to say.
I want you to tell me a great Charlene story before the day is over, too, because it is Mother's Day.
It is Mother's Day.
It doesn't have to be long, but just
speaking of mothers, mothers that are missing children.
Correct.
The clown that killed about 100 people in Rhode Island. I'm still a little pissy about that. He gets 4 years, the pyrotechnic guy. He gets 4 years for killing 100 people.
He just got sentenced just now, just like the last week?
Yeah.
Right off the wire?
Yeah, it's 3 years ago, basically.
Well, you have a really personal connect with
that. He killed my best friend is what he did. And I know he didn't do it on purpose, and they put that, you know, into it that, you know, obviously he wasn't trying to murder anybody. But him, you know, this guy was trying to be a big shot. You've got 8-10-foot ceilings, but he wanted to have super show.
Yeah.
Not Common and Barrero, a different super show. And so he throws that down. He gets 4 years for killing 100 people. I mean, that's just BS.
Who's the guy that I mean, what was his job? Did he light the fuse or book the gig, or who was the guy?
It's the pyrotechnic guy, Daniel Bichel. 29, could have received as many as 10 years behind bars under a deal struck with prosecutors in February when he pleaded guilty to 100 counts of involuntary manslaughter in the station fire. That was my best friend that he took out that night.
Yeah, he was one of the...
You know, that pisses me off. And the owners of the club, the Dedarian brothers, the oddest thing about this is Jeffrey Dedarian used to be on, I don't know, Channel 12 News out in Boston or whatever. The reason why you saw so much information on that, normally there would be no cameras in a bar, right? You know, Great White's coming to town. Oh, everybody rushed to the bar and recorded. No one would give a rat's ass. He was doing a deal for WPRI-TV, Channel 12 in Providence, about the safety and how to get out alive. So he's the owner of the bar. He's doing this to promote himself. And the bar goes ablaze, kills 100 people, and then he just backs off and acts like, it had nothing to do with me. I mean, this bullshit is what it is. I mean, I can't state it any other way. It pisses me off when I read stuff about this. This has been going on for a long time.
So it's been hanging on everybody that knew people there. It's been hanging on your heads and hearts for all this time.
Ryan's mom, Sue Morin, she's in the courtroom all the time. You know, telling people you can't just let him off with a little slap on the wrist. You know, you can't do that. You took, I mean, not just her son, my best friend. You took so many people, and that's the people that died. The people that got out alive that are savage. They're injured. They're missing limbs. They're missing, you know.
Burn
I mean,
marks.
You can't even begin to describe what this fire has done to so many people, and yet you get 4 years for being the guru behind, hey, let's make this bigger than ever. And, you know, Great White guy kind of got pushed away where all of a sudden they're, well, we didn't know, you know. And obviously they're blaming it on the
It's a fall guy a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a fall guy. He's getting 4 years in minimum security prison.
Yeah. Well, he's got a mom too, though. So, I mean, it sucks all the way around, man.
And obviously he didn't try to do it, obviously. But, I mean come on. That's BS.
Yeah, when you walk in the studio here and you see friends and you see Ryan on the wall, you really do get fired up and you really get pissed off.
I apologize for being pissy. I just put that one down. That irks me. We'll come back and we're going to talk about positivity like Afghan Whigs and Moon Mon. Rick McCollum in studio, drummer, voiceover guy, cast of four.
I want to talk TV sets. How many TV sets did you toss out of Holiday Inns?
Wow.
He's too quiet, man. I'm going to pry this guy open. We come back on the other side. We're going to come after you, dude. Get ready.
With a rebel yell, Rick's coming in.
The Steelers and drummer guy are going to be all over your ass.
That makes me a little bit nervous, actually. I'm not sure what you meant by that.
Hello.
Real Radio, realradio.com. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. Seriously. George Michael in the house.
Kind of sounds like Lennon.
George Michael's a talent, regardless. Real Rube Radio, realruberadio.com. Drummer, Steelers, voiceover, Rick McCollum, Moon Man, Afghan Wigs fame. Doing what we can to burn up a Sunday. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Steelers, go ahead. Burn off a little bit of a quick story about Charlie and your mom. I've never met her in person, but she sounds like a hell of a gal. And you don't have to make it long, okay?
She's a nice woman. She really is. That's enough said. Your turn.
I think it was when 1969 when I discovered there was no Santa
69.
Claus. Yeah, I was 9 years old, and I opened up the closet and discovered all my presents there. And in those presents was an Abbey Road album. And I
nice.
Had... And some new pointed toe shoes, Beetle boots, they call them, and a Nehru shirt. So I knew I had a cool mom.
So you knew that there was no Santa Claus? Maybe Santa was there
well,
early.
Well, that's when I found
hit
out.
Hit him in the closet.
No.
A lot of people keep things in the closet. Maybe Santa keeps your presents.
She took me to CCR about 3 months later, my first rock concert when I was 10. So that's a great story about my mom. She's the queen of rock. Gloria.
Wasn't CCR revisited, was it?
No, not at all.
That's horrible.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone out there. There's a lot of moms out there that rock. The world would not go on without the moms of the world. Seriously.
That's absolutely true. What's up, Rick?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful.
We're going to bring Rick McCollum back into the fold from Moon
Man.
Formerly of Afghan Wigs. We bring that connection in because he paid the dues out there. Made tons of videos, toured the world,
12,
TV shows.
Years, yes.
One night I was at a bar in Minneapolis and somebody called. And you were on TV, man. You were on, what was that, Letterman or Conan or some show?
Yeah, we've played Letterman once and a few Conans. And
wow.
It was cool, man. I was sitting at the 400 awesome. Bar and you were on TV. And, you know, so what? That happens a lot with friends of ours because we're in the business. But it's still great. You never
it doesn't
get...
happen with any of my friends.
Yeah.
No.
What are your friends about, man?
It's usually America's Most Wanted.
Or American
hey,
Idol.
Hey, I used to hang out with that guy. Jeez, he's kind of up the crick right now.
No, you never get sick of hearing your song on the radio or seeing your friends on TV or seeing yourself, your videos. It's a great thing, and it was a thrill.
Let me ask you this, Rick. The first time, I mean, everybody's been asked this question, except for me because I've never had a song on the radio. What is it like the first time you're driving around, whatever, and you hear
that
your music.
Do.
Yeah, exactly. The Tom Hanks movie. I mean, what's that like? I mean, is it surreal?
You know, I can't really even recall that one time that did happen that first time, you know. But when I did, yeah, it was a feeling like, you know, you got to, like, share it with a lot of people and just, like, you know.
You got there. You made it.
Well, yeah, it is a certain kind of feeling that, you know, you can get from doing that, from hearing on the radio.
If you're doing Conan or... Letterman, I mean, how freaked out are you before that, where you know you're about to go on? I mean, this is coming from a novice, but this is just crazy that you've been
through
that.
There's always, you know, the nervous kind of, the tension kind of feel, you know, right before.
Knowing that about 30 million people are going to see
it. In the sense of, you know, because it is a live kind of tape thing. So, you have to kind of be on your game. So, but yeah, it was.
How did it go, by the way?
They seem to run really smoothly. I mean, it's very punctual and all that with all the.
You guys broke up, what, or 2001?
2001 officially.
Is it, you know, everything that I've, you know, read, it's, you know, geographic location. Everybody's around the different areas of the country. Was there nonsense there, or did you just all decide it was time to go a different way?
Yeah, it was definitely, two waves hitting each other at the, you know, the highest point, you know, and. It was calm before the storm, you know, the day before and the day of, it just snapped and just like that. So, but it was a good feeling. It was, you know, kind of a funeral feeling and feeling of completion. And, you know, we pretty much are good friends now because of it, you know, because, I mean, you know, got to go on your different ways at a certain point. You know,
you back off for a while.
You've achieved what you've wanted to achieve, I think, you know. So
you can actually have a conversation with Greg or the other band members, and it's just, you know, how are you doing, what's going on with, you know, your project right now, and everything's cool that way?
Yeah. It's actually getting better and better, too, so I like that in that respect, you know, because once you develop really good friends, it's hard to lose, you know, you don't want to lose the
Absolutely. Sense.
I saw you get on stage last time the Twilight Singers were in town at the 400 Bar, I think it was. And they had you come
first
up.
First time they played in 400 Bar, and then the last time they played at Fine Line.
Right. What a show, man.
One did you go to?
Well, I saw both of them, but I saw they dragged you up on stage somehow, and it was great. It just seemed like...
Yeah, it was one of those kind of...
It was one of those moments where...
songs, reunion kind of thing.
Yeah, anybody that was there knew that you guys had the connection, so they grabbed that moment. When you got in, plugged on, it blew the crowd away, man. It was great.
Yeah, it was pretty... I mean, electric, the reception was
very electric.
Oh yeah, it was definitely
tore it up, dude.
It was electric church, right?
You tore it up, man. It really did, and a big crowd too. And we expect a big crowd.
I wish it was taped, man. That would have been pretty.
I'm sure I can find a bootleg of it.
Oh yeah.
Well, how's your new band going? I mean, seriously, you moved on.
Good. We started, you know, like a couple of years ago. Like I said, like in January.
Moon Man.
Cool website.
January 2004, and
you guys got a website?
Eric Matheson on drums. At that time, it was Kate Clemens on bass and Brian Knisley on guitar. And she left recently, last August or so. We've acquired another bass player, and that's Mark Pukulski. And it seems to be gelling pretty good, you know, with the songs. And being that, you know, it's taken so long to get this album out, you know, we're definitely fine-tuning and... by the time we do get out on the road, you know, we'll be a smashing success, right?
How can people hear Moon Man right now besides coming to their live shows in the Twin Cities? And please do so if you hear the webcast here. But what else you got out there? You know, I mean, you got a website. And
We got the website. Actually, our official website is going to be – it's getting redesigned. You can still go to it. Which is www.moonmon.com.
Yeah, I've been there.
But
it's a cool site.
The thing hasn't been touched for ages, and it's actually going to get redesigned before the album comes out. And we're going to the best place to go is at the MySpace site, and it's a little updated, you know. So.
Isn't that crazy though? The whole MySpace thing gets such a bad rap, but everybody. Goes there.
If you get an email from Stardog,
it's a booming success.
If Stardog emails you, it's for real though. So he's a real supporter, and he will blow you guys up in any town you're in.
Yeah, his major thing was don't be an ass to him. Don't ask stupid questions. This guy is a hero in my mind. I mean, you've got a fan out there like you wouldn't believe.
Right on. There's nothing wrong with that. We got a. Hopefully, we'll have a debut album out by fall. It's called When Purity Ends. And hopefully soon.
What kind of sound? Are we talking funk, grunge?
It's just
in between.
You know, it's a hard rock kind of feel, you know. And it's catchy.
You guys go after it? I mean, you guys turn. I've heard you live. I've enjoyed a couple of Moon Man shows.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a four-piece, and I also play theremin with the whole lineup. So it adds more live in a sense.
Theremin? You know what a theremin is?
Theremin.
No, let's check out Steelers. Yeah. You know.
I have no idea.
Go ahead. Tell him what it is.
What's that?
Theremin. What a theremin is.
Oh, a theremin?
Theremin, yeah.
It's a
it's an instrument. It has, you know, you do it with your hand.
It's
all on waves. You know,
it's just like a wave length.
What band used them?
You know,
Beach Boys. Woo woo woo.
Oh really?
Good was Vibrations. You know that.
Oh yeah. I know the exact sound. Yeah, because I was looking, going over your bio, and I'm like, what the hell is theremin?
Used a lot of that in like film noir movies. You know, like. Soundtracks in the 40s.
Speaking of movies, you've been in movies. What is that like, dealing with the Hollywood type?
You know, I guess I was just, you know, it was, I don't know, it was a fun experience, I guess, you know.
Beautiful Girls? That was a movie?
You know. Yeah, it was a film directed by Ted Demme. It was a crazy. Now that I see it now, it's like, you know, there was a lot of people that became pretty big stars, you know, out of that thing. But it was filmed in Minneapolis.
Yep.
At least a lot of the scenes.
Doing a little Barry White in that movie, I hear.
Can't get enough of you, your love.
Yes. Yeah.
It was a. Yeah, it was. We did that in
96. I'm sorry.
96, yeah.
Remember that video that I was in with you guys?
It was Gentlemen. It was
the first cut. It was the first cut, right? With Baron von Raschke.
Right.
We did it downtown by Grain Belt Brewery. It was really fun. It was kind of chilly, but
yeah,
it was a blast, man.
I finally
hung out with the Afghan Whigs, and I got to be in a video, and it was fun. It was
impossible.
Really, yeah. But if you go to Baron von Raschke's website too, he blows you guys up.
Oh, right on.
So it's a touch of Forrest Gump to my life. It was really a lot of things have happened.
You've seen it all. You've done it all. Breaking the mainstream or getting into the mainstream, was that something that technically pissed you off? Because I've probably read about 15 different articles about your band, and you guys were right there.
Yeah, we didn't really get played on the radio that much.
Gentlemen started to break, though, didn't it?
You got to buy some program director a trip to Hawaii, and they'll play you.
Right.
You guys cut a second video for Gentlemen. Where'd you do that?
The second video for Gentlemen?
Yeah, L.A.?
Did it in Los Angeles, yeah. They rented out a house.
Go on, buy that record, people. It rocks. There's so many great...
It was totally overboard, like crazy, like that. You know, they did that. That was kind of bad luck. About that stage, and also we did one for Honky's Ladder also.
Seriously, this is for the people out there that have not heard of the Afghan Whigs. We don't mind bringing it up because the body of work was tremendous. We saw them on the streets. We saw them on the couches living the life of rock stars like many bands did back in the late 80s, early 90s, and throughout the 90s. I mean, I lived it, so I can talk about Steelers. I don't know where you were, man, but probably chasing Prince around somewhere at some concert somewhere. No, I met these guys in several cities, is what I'm saying. So it's fun when you can do that. Now we're, you know, it's 2006 and you got a new band, Moomin, and things are alive and well. It's great.
Yes, sir, we all. So that's where we're at.
You got big plans for Moomin once the album gets released? I mean, do you have something strategically put down on here's what we do to promote, or are you just hoping somebody grabs it and runs with it?
Yeah, just hoping somebody grabs it and runs with it. You know, I mean, either that or, you know, put it on ourselves.
Or kill yourself.
It's definitely a huge option, which sounds better and better each day. But
what's your favorite sandwich? So I want to shift gears. I want to go a little ADD on you. What kind of food do you like? You know,
I like all kinds of foods.
What's your favorite Prince song? You know,
we're talking like sushi to spaghetti. We're gonna Thai.
We're gonna blitz you right now. We're calling it the Steelers drummer blitz, or we just come at you.
You just like throw footballs at
me. No, we're going. We're going nuts. Yeah. One.
Favorite Prince song.
Got to go, Randy Moss.
Here we go. Steelers. Yes. Go ahead. You number one. Go.
Favorite Prince song.
Favorite Prince song.
Are you a fan of Prince?
Yes, but
nice. I like you so much right now. That's cool.
I would say
old school.
Darling Nikki.
Nice. You can't beat that.
Okay, go ahead. Give me the favorite sandwich. You traveled all over the world. Give me, you know, you need a sandwich. Rick McCollum needs a sandwich.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big food guy. Okay, what do you need, bud? Tell me.
What sandwich would be named after me?
Yeah, or no, what do you like to eat, man?
I love fish sandwiches.
Okay, seafood.
Like seafood.
Seafood works.
Seafood diet. Huh? Everything I see, I eat. It sucks. Can't stand that. We'll get back to you in a couple of seconds. We got Tony Montana just knocked on the door. We've got to let him in.
Do we have to?
Yeah, I'm scared, man. Yeah, whatever Tony wants, we deliver, believe
really?
Me. Tony Montana soon on
RealRubeRadio.com. RealRubeRadio, drummer Steelers, cast of four. Rick McCollum rocks, by the way. He'll be back in a minute with us. Voiceover guy, and apparently Tony Montana is going to join the studio again. I thought we were done with that, but apparently not, as he's pouring another glass of Spanish wine. So this should be good.
Big concert coming up. Twilight Singers and Moon Man. We'll talk about that.
That'd be the greatest ever. Ultimate respect for the guy on my right here. He rocks. We'll be back. Real Rube Radio. RealRubeRadio.com. Don't go anywhere, by the way.
To see some old friends. Thank God Brown Dog doesn't bite my leg one more time. I can't find Steelers guy. He's nowhere to be found. Drummer guy, he's drumming somewhere but not here. And check it out, man. I gotta call Manolo because I'm gonna tell him there's a very special guy right now. Formerly of the Afghan Whigs. I have a hard time saying that. Currently, group called Moon Man. I gotta know how he got that name, man. And he's sitting right next to me, and I'm gonna steal the mic from these guys for a couple of minutes. Tony Montana has a question for Rick. Rick McCullough, right? Of the Moon
Tony,
Man.
Glad to meet you. I've always wanted to meet you, man. I'm so glad that this is the opportunity to cherish that moment.
Okay, take it easy, man.
Yeah, of course.
But you gotta settle down. Why don't you have a little sip of that? Okay, man.
Is it a light beer?
No, truly, it's an honor to meet you, too, man. Do you know what a real rube is, Mr. McCullough?
I never knew the definition. Could you explain it to
me? It's someone that listens to real rube radio but doesn't know how to fly straight, man.
A hasa.
It's a hasa. Oh, I like this guy, man.
Yes.
Real rubes, I want you to know, for the record, I like this guy, man. Okay, so you got a new album. It's soon to be released called When Purity Ends. That's kind of like...
Yeah.
I can relate to that.
It's, you know, just a generalization, you know, and anybody can, like, pretty much put their own take to it. But it's more of a personal thing, too. So it kind of opened my eyes, and I think the title's totally apt.
What are some of the tracks people should listen to coming out on this album, man?
What kind of tracks? What kind of sound?
The names of the tracks.
Oh, the names of the tracks. Living Off, Light of the Moon.
Okay.
Chain Your Soul. If You Please, Schooner. Crows. Be Good to Me. A lot of stuff about shameless stuff, I guess, you know, just different stories here and there. So, you know, it'll be cool.
Right on. Steelers guy and drummers guy, they're looking forward to it. So am I.
I am looking forward to it too, you know, so hopefully the My prognostication is affirmed.
Tony, can we have our microphones back, please?
Yeah, maybe I could actually like get back on the show and stuff.
Could you put that? Would you put that?
This takes it over.
Would you put that piece away? I mean, we'll do whatever you want us to do. It's just no. That was voiceover guy. What a tremendous talent. We're lucky to have him. What a great talent he is.
We've got a group of guests. Excuse me, that just rock absolutely.
Yeah, we're reaching the end of our great show today, but we want to thank all the Rubes for checking in with us.
You don't think it's a great show? Just ask us.
We're thinking about going for a second hour with him, but he's got to get back on the plane, I think. What time you got to be at the airport?
Back on the spaceship, you mean.
Wow. Gee, being a rock star, you get a spaceship. Most of us, we do planes. If we got to go somewhere, he's got himself a spaceship.
We got to get him to cut those liners for us, too, and stuff. But in a nutshell, yeah, it's been great having you here with us.
Being with you guys.
Anything you want to tell anybody out there in the world, because this is going to be heard worldwide. If you want to talk to someone, say hi to someone, it's a great chance for you to do it.
Just enjoy the day, you know, and have a great, if you can, have a great Mother's Day. And that's about it.
Real quick, you mentioned something to me earlier about Moon Man. The name of When Purity Ends has something to do with your mother?
Yeah, it kind of ignited the spark of the idea, you know. And in my life, I think she was the end of when purity existed, you know. Because it was totally, like, nurturing up to that point, you know. A totally happy atmosphere. And then everything kind of went, you know, haywire after that. So, you know, it's kind of a personal thing, you know, but I think everybody can take their own take to it.
Absolutely.
Because it can be more of a generalization or more specific in your own lifestyle, you know.
So, everybody love your mothers. Mothers are the greatest ever.
It's my favorite. It really is my favorite holiday, quote unquote, of the year. It really is. I mean, you know, Valentine's, St. Patrick's Day, Halloween, even Christmas has its moments, but really moms. I got a great mom, man. So if you have a great mom out there, just go out your door right now and scream it.
Yeah, it's so hard to even explain. It's simple.
Mother's
Day.
You can't say in words.
It's a minor holiday. You know, you buy a card, give a rose, whatever. Take your mom out to lunch, whatever. But without them, you know, you can go down the mama's boy routine. Moms are the greatest thing ever. I mean,
of the beast.
Yeah, my mom's coming to your show. My mom has seen you play guitar quite a bit. Yeah, sweet. So it's, you know Gloria.
Which one?
Well, she's seen the Wigs with me. She's seen, you know, I took her to a Moon Man show once. I was at the 400 Bar. And we'll see you this week with Twilight Singers. That's going to be an awesome show. You got to be fired up, dude. Oh, yeah. You're going to walk in there. The place is going to be sold out, man.
It's going to be weird, man.
I mean, you're pretty down earth with us Rubes right now. We appreciate that. But when they plug in that guitar, if you haven't seen Rick rip it up on guitar, and we will be at that show. We'll be at that show Thursday night, Steelers.
Yeah, there's a rumor that you know how to play the guitar.
It was a very good night, I guess, when I was ripping it.
Stardog, get a hold of us because we got you in a guest list set up for you backstage. Stardog, get a hold of us.
Yeah, you know what the crazy thing is that you just sit here. I'm looking at your hands going, those hands can play a guitar like nobody's business.
These guys toured with Aerosmith.
Man, right. Tons of shit.
You did a tour with Aerosmith.
Yeah, but you don't care. No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Someone that can sit down and play anything from an acoustic to a classical guitar to just jam. Fire that box up. That's awesome. I mean, that's a real talent, and I thank you so much for coming to our little...
having me on your show.
Not a problem at all.
Voiceover guy, you rock. You continue to take us to greater heights, and we thank you, buddy. You're just tremendous.
For drummer, Steelers, voiceover, mega superstar Rick McCollum.
And producer 38, we love you. We haven't forgotten about
wherever
you.
Wherever you are, we're going to say... Later, everybody, from Real Rube Radio and RealRubeRadio.com. We will see you next week. Little Matt Fink coming at you. The doctor's in the hizzy. Later.